Hi, welcome to the Brianna's Pickleball Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest. The one, the only, Kara Williams.
Yeah. Don't you have sound effects?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kara Williams.
Okay.
All right. So, Kara.
Can I look at you?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. She's obviously not excited for this podcast at all. Okay. But Kara Williams, I've known her quite a while. We have a past history of playing tournaments and having a lot of fun on the pro tour. Kinda, you can kind of say that. And yeah, so she is one of the top senior players in the world right now. I think, especially on the women's side, she has some incredible wins against a lot of the top players. And yeah, and you're going to learn a lot about Kara. She's one of the most fun people I think that I love to be around. And
I'm so excited. I'll be quiet.
No, you're fine. All right, Kara. Okay, so let's just start with this. Okay. How'd you get into pickleball?
Okay. Can I tell the long story?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. So I played college tennis, Division I, got a scholarship to University of San Diego, played there, and met my husband. And then, let's see, we had kids.
Okay.
And, well, I was a school teacher before that. I was a school teacher. Okay. I know, I went way back. And then we had kids. And then I just got away from, I taught some tennis.
Yeah.
But got away from me, right? It's like, it's all about the kids and blah, da, 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 da. So then it was after I had my third child. He was in preschool and someone asked me to come play a soccer game. Have I ever told you the story?
No, I don't think so.
This is a good story. Okay. I think it's a good story.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. Let's hear it.
So I went and played like mom soccer, but they were like...
Wait, what's mom soccer? What does that mean?
It was like a women's league. But some of them were...
So this wasn't a league for your kids. Like you played.
Oh, no, this was for me.
Okay.
Okay, so I had been on the sideline. I'd been watching them play basketball, baseball... Everything. I'm like being good mom, like carpool mom, like doing all that. But I was like, I need something for me. And I got asked to go play soccer. And so, but there were some D1 soccer players.
So on the team, on this adult league.
Adult league.
D1, like currently.
No, like moms, like my age.
So like they formerly played.
Yes.
Got it.
So I went crazy. Like I was like, this is so much fun. I
didn't know that.
No, you didn't know that.
Okay.
So just the competitive part, I was like, this is so much fun. I need to get this competitive. That's just part of me.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I went and I scored a goal and I was like, this is so great. I love it. But like the next day, my feet hurt. I had something, you know, I was not feeling great. And then I was like, so, okay, I need something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get hurt in soccer. So I thought about volleyball. I like volleyball. My mom's like, why don't you go to a women's tennis league? I'm like, hell to the no. Like,
oh, really?
No way. I'm not doing
tennis. So you were pretty much done with tennis. After tennis, after
right.
college.
I mean, I played college. I did a little semi-pro in France, made some money there.
Mm.
Cool. But then I was just done because it was just, I had done since I was like 3 years old, right?
Yeah.
Burnout. She goes, go do, you know, league, women's league. I'm like, no way. Yeah. And she's like, what about pickleball? I'm like, no, it's for old people, right? My mom did it. Mm. A lot of times you don't want to do what your mom does, right?
So how long did you know of her playing before she asked you that?
Good question.
Like, and how did you like find out about
she
that?
Probably was doing it for about a year.
Okay, so you knew about it.
I knew about it, but the only reason I decided to do it is because my sister-in-law, who played college tennis and is married to my brother who also plays tennis.
Yeah.
She started playing.
Got it.
And I'm like, okay, she's my age. Okay, maybe it's cool.
Okay.
Like it's not just for old people. And so, yeah. So I went out to Bobby Riggs and...
Shout out to Bobby Riggs Tennis Club.
Shout out to the Dawsons.
Okay.
And that it was awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... Yeah.
So your mom said that you should play Yes. And then did you go with her?
No. Or
you just showed up to Bobby Riggs, not knowing anyone?
Not knowing anyone. I was super nervous. I even called her on the way. I go, Mom, I don't remember the score. Like, how do you do this? I was so nervous.
And you, and up to that point, have you hit a ball or no?
Like, yes, I do remember going to a beginner clinic with my husband at Bobby Riggs.
Oh, just before that.
I did.
You went to a beginner clinic.
I did do a beginner. I don't even know what it was.
And that was the first time you've hit a ball.
Yeah, but I remember wanting to ditch my husband because I'm like, you suck. I want to go over where those people are.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you went
to... that was a good story.
Yeah, so you went to a beginner clinic.
Yes.
And that was the very first time
you... I didn't even think it was a clinic.
Okay, whatever it was.
Whatever. Right? It was like this open play thing.
Okay. And you very first time you hit the ball was then, right?
Yes.
And then how, like, how many... what were your initial thoughts the first like 2 minutes of like hitting the ball? Like, oh, this is kind of fun, or this is
lame. No. I liked it. And I was getting that
really
competitive spirit. And my husband does not have he's not that competitive.
Yeah.
And we went with this other couple.
Oh, okay.
And I just kept looking at like the 5-0 players. You know, but I didn't want to ditch my double date. It was like a double date.
Got it. And so you did notice, you glanced over there.
Yeah.
And you did notice there was some kind of good action going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So then it was probably like 3 to 6 months later, I went to this open play.
Got it. So that was your only time playing.
Yes.
Then 3 to 6 months after.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, but get this. Okay. This is a good story, I think.
All right.
Of course, because it's about me.
Okay. I think it's a good story too.
So I hope you're into it. So I go to this, you know how open plays are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm playing with a lot of older people.
Yeah.
And shout out to this old man. I think it was Peter. Peter, he's passed away, but he took me under his wing.
Wow.
He's like, you're going to be good. I want to introduce you to Pickleball Pat. I don't know if you remember Pat Nissan.
Huh. I don't know.
Whatever. Okay. She was like a 5-0 at the, you know, she's probably in her 60s.
Yeah.
I don't know what she is now, but said, you need to meet her. So I go over there. Mm. Pickleball Pat is like,
Pickleball Pat.
She goes, do you know the third shot drop? I said, no, tell me more. So she tells me
the famous third shot drop.
I'm like,
huh?
Cool. I just learned something.
Okay.
So then.
Now, real quick.
What?
She was showing it to you, right?
Yeah, but we're in the middle of rec play.
No, I got it. So did you like just all of a sudden you had the skills to hit it right away, or you tried it?
I think I tried it.
And how did it like feel?
It felt pretty good. It was from what I remember because actually like.
Like what was the advice though? Like third shot drop, did she say, hey, like what did she tell you to hit it? Like in the kitchen or do you remember?
That was such a, she just said, try to drop it in the kitchen, maybe softly or something.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, it was like a quick lesson. It was right?
Yeah.
So, but I learned that. But the funny thing is that, you know, when you go to these rec plays, there's kind of like the head person.
Yeah. Like the one running it.
Running it.
Got it.
And I think this is the same time, but all I remember is this head person took me aside and started hitting with me, like evaluating me if I can be on the 5-0 court.
Oh,
and because I was really banging everything like a tennis player, she goes, no, you're not ready.
Oh.
So she didn't want me to go over with Pickleball Pat.
Got it. So you were kind of like, obviously you were doing what you knew.
I was just doing tennis.
Hitting tennis, and they said, no,
you're not good enough.
Okay.
But Pickleball Peter,
yeah,
old man Peter's like, just go. You're good.
Oh, shout out to Pickleball Pete.
He's passed out. He's passed away. Such a great man. And so that was the beginning.
Okay.
That was the beginning.
So
that was the beginning.
Okay, got it. So you got thrown into the five. You sneaked in the 5-0s. So who was there? Is there anyone notable that people would know? Who was there?
Wow. Well, I just remember. Do you remember Bobby Richland?
Okay. So shout out to Bobby.
Bobby Pickles. No, you don't know him. Well, the Dawsons, I don't know if they were there that first day, but I do remember Jennifer Dawson, Steve Dawson were so nice and they were there many times and they would, what was so cool about them, they'd always just jump in and just play with all levels. And so I don't know if that day, it's hard to remember like anyone big.
So they were like, so these probably were like 4-5 to 5-0 level then you got thrown.
Yeah.
So how did you do? Like, do you remember that experience?
You're going way back.
Yeah. Well, you're telling me the story.
I know. Well, I mean, I remember.
You just remember being fun.
I can't remember. Yeah. I'm not one of those that remember.
What was the score? What was the score, Kara?
I'm not one of those.
Okay.
Like, I'm really competitive and in the moment.
Yeah.
But once it's over, I don't dwell on it. Sometimes I forget if I won or lost.
Okay.
I mean, I know how I did today.
Yeah. But we'll get to that.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Kara just played today in the PPA Open Pro Division. So we'll talk about that. Stay tuned for that. So go ahead and
that's my story.
Okay. So you got invited to that. And then after that, you were pretty much sold.
Is that pretty much sold? And I pretty much played a tournament soon after that.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so
and there's some people you would know.
Okay.
In that tournament.
Okay.
Some people,
so,
yes.
Okay, so let's talk about first tournament. Let's talk about your experience there. And who is your partner?
Jill Prohlman.
Oh, Jill. Shout out to Jill. She is a senior pro too. Does she play anymore?
She's practicing.
Okay. All right.
She plays for fun.
Okay.
She plays for fun.
So you play with Jill, and what division was this? And who was there?
Wow. Okay, God, this is so going back. Can we have like a screen like at the tournament draw? Okay, I think it was 4-5.
Oh, it was, okay, 4-5.
4-5, mm-hmm. And it was just a local in San Diego.
Do you know what year this was?
I think 2017.
Rough. Okay, 2017.
And the people you know were Nicole Monroe.
Okay.
Right?
Yep. Shout out to Monroe's. Jack Monroe plays pro right now.
Jack.
He's a beast.
And I've played with him before. Love to play with him again. But Nicole was there with, God, it's so hard to remember everybody. Celeste might have been there.
Okay.
Hafford.
Any pros that like the viewers would know?
Oh, God.
Like any top ones or no?
Well,
they weren't around.
Well, Jen and Cammy, senior pros, Jennifer Dawson and Cammy McGregor.
Okay.
Were they around? No, but I just remember being at the tournament and people were like, you practice with them?
Yeah, yeah.
You must be good, you know?
Okay, so you...
Whatever.
Yeah, so you play your first...
So nobody that anyone knows now.
Okay,
I mean, right. At the time...
We'll get into...
That's who, like who, OGs.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
We'll
you
get,
know those people.
Yeah, we'll get into who's partnered with Kara because we have some legends of the sport that she... That Kara Williams
legends.
Has actually...
I think you're a legend.
Oh, thank you, Kara. But 4-5 tournament, first one. So what was it? Did you win it? Did you medal?
Or? Yeah, I medaled. I think I got third, but I do have a funny story.
Okay. Go ahead, shoot.
Do you want me to tell it?
Yeah.
So I'm in the medal round. I don't even know. I think it's for bronze. I have no idea. Like, I barely know. Shout out to the ref. Who's the cute little Rosie?
Oh, Rosie.
Rosie was my first ref.
Rosie, shout out to Rosie.
Love Rosie. Love her, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm still learning rules.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, all I remember is in the medal round, a ball went in the kitchen. No, what happened? Something, my paddle fell into the kitchen.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, if you hit it in the air, right, mm-hmm. and the paddle goes in the kitchen, you lose a point, right?
Yep.
But... I think it bounced, and that's what it was. It bounced. My paddle flew out of my hand, went in the kitchen, and I'm not sure if I can go in the kitchen. It's like hot lava.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm like, can I go get it? And I'm yelling at Jill, and she's still, meanwhile, playing a seagull's point. And I'm like, going to get my paddle.
Yeah.
I get it. And then I don't even know if we won. I think we might have lost the point.
Okay.
It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
Is that a funny story?
No, that's a good story. I mean,
it was hilarious.
Yeah, for the viewers out there, some of them don't know if you can go in the lava or not.
Right.
You know? So
you got to start somewhere.
Okay. So you played, then you were fully in. And then let's talk about kind of your progression to 5-0 and pro now, right? Starting to play pro events. So you played at Bobby Riggs. Obviously, for those that don't know, it used to be a tennis center. Now it's fully pickleball. Steve Dawson and his family are there. And there was a lot of pro players that kind of started like and played and trained there, right?
Well, Callan.
Callan Dawson, Jesse Irvin. We had Jeff Warnick, right? There's a lot in that crew, right? There's a lot of
I don't know if,
people.
Well, they were in Southern Cal, but I don't know if they were Bobby Riggs.
Okay. But they, I would they played there. And, they played there often, right? Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. So how did you go from, let me just try my first tournament to now I really want to compete and play?
Well, once I played that first tournament, I was hooked. I was just like, when's the next one? I start learning how to look it up, and I'm like, I got to play another one. So then I played the one at Bobby Riggs, the SoCal Classic, and everyone's telling me this is going to be a way step up than what you were just in.
Yeah.
And so that's when I start seeing the big names, right?
Okay, so who was there?
So, well, Warnick was playing with Alex Hamner.
Okay, shout out to Alex Hamner, legend of the game. I think she's in the Hall of Fame, pickleball.
She is.
Okay.
And I'm like, who are they? You know, like, you know, Warnick, loud Warnick. He's hilarious. And then Alex Hamner is just amazing. Like,
she's great.
And I played like age 5-0, like you and I did one time, 19 plus. Mm-hmm. And God, you're making me look way back. But we did well.
Yeah.
But I just remember, I mean, we didn't medal, you know, but it's definitely a lot of OG, the originals, you know, but I just like my competitiveness, this is so much fun.
Yeah.
And I remember losing and being really bummed, but just wanting to be hungry for more. And so my first tournament was March. That one was in June.
Got it.
So that's. And then
it just escalated from there.
Escalated from there, yeah.
Okay. So let's change course here and talk about how we met, because we have a really good history, fun history for the viewers out there. You may see me just doing YouTube videos and things like that. I'm not playing many tournaments now, but when I did travel all over the United States to play tournaments, I played some tournaments with Kara, and it was really fun. So, you know what? I did not think about this, but why don't you tell me the story of how we met? Because I'm trying to, I don't know if I remember, but as soon as you say it, I'm going to remember. How did we?
Oh, I can't wait for this story.
When you first met me the first time. So how did that happen?
So I needed, like, I'm getting better, and I needed a good partner for something. And someone gave me your number.
Oh, okay. I think, do you know who?
Yeah. Do you?
Yeah. Patrick.
Yeah.
Right?
Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick.
Shout. Okay. Now I remember. Shout out to Patrick Kelly from Engage.
Okay. So he gave me your number.
Yeah. Got it.
So I call you and I'm like,
yeah, I remember this now. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Tell the story.
And then you can tell whatever you think. Yeah. You do remember this. So I'm like,
kind of. Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kara Williams, and you don't know me, but I'm looking for a partner for something. I think it was for Nationals. It might have been for Nationals when it was back in Arizona at
Casa Grande.
Yeah. And you were super nice, but you were like interviewing me.
What are the kind of questions? So I get this unknown number.
True.
Okay, to my phone.
I know.
And then and then you're like, hey, I'm this great player. I'm trying to.
Did I brag?
Well, I don't know. But you just said, look, I'm a good player, and I just am looking for a mixed partner.
Yes.
What are some of the questions I asked you? Because I don't remember.
I don't know if I remember, but okay,
I was like asking you like.
I think you were like, I think you asked about my history. Like, was I a tennis player, or did I play college tennis?
Yeah, so I think that I was honestly, that was probably one of my first questions. And then when you said, I was like, okay, this may go somewhere.
Hopefully you didn't ask my age, but I don't know, because I'm a lot older than you. But I don't know if you asked how I played. I don't know.
Okay.
You might have asked my tournament history,
yeah,
which I didn't have a lot, but.
Then how did that phone call end, though? Let's jump to that, because I don't remember.
With you dumping me without even meeting me or seeing me.
Wait.
Because. Unless you called me back, all I remember, you might have called me back. You might have had to think about it.
I think I thought about it.
You thought about it.
Yeah. Got it.
And you know why?
And I had a part at another partner.
Yeah.
Got it.
Which was cool.
Okay.
Which is super cool,
so
and
that,
I respect.
So that's
that.
Why I did call you back and say, "Hey, yeah." Yeah.
Which was super cool, respectable.
Got it.
And I understood.
Okay, so that was our initial phone call. Then I said, "Yeah, you asked me. I think it was Nationals or another tournament. You asked me to play." And then when did we talk next? Like, what happened?
I think then I saw you at Nationals, you and your dad at Casa Grande.
Oh, and we just saw
and
ran
into
each other.
And then we saw each other face to face.
Got it. Yes.
And then now.
Now I had a face.
You're hooked because you saw me play.
Did I watch
or
you
your
play?
Dad did.
Okay. All right.
And I'm getting some street credit.
Or did we hit?
That's what happened.
Did we hit?
We did that too. Because, okay, remember this?
What?
This was a good story. Okay. This is when I stories, was like, sir. Jordan is cool. So I decided last minute to play singles, pro singles.
Oh,
and
okay.
So what we did, and you had a little baby.
Yeah, Josiah.
Yeah, and someone was pushing him around the stroller.
Yeah.
And you were so nice. We played singles, and you were giving me tips on singles.
Yeah, because I was trying to help. I wanted you to win.
All of a sudden, you're like, like, yeah. Kara fan, right? Like,
yeah.
Team Kara. Because of you, I don't know if you remember who I played first round.
Okay, tell me.
Irina
Tereshenko?
I won the first game. Oh, I played her second round, and she was so mad. She probably didn't even remember because she's won so much.
So,
she's awesome.
Do you remember who you played first round or no?
I do. It was a girl that doesn't play anymore.
Okay.
She was from
San Diego. Irina, you played singles against Irina Tereshenko.
And she had a bye first round.
Got it. So she was a little
was
cold.
She was like top.
She, yeah.
Like and, top.
Yeah, she was top. Well, she's Irina currently is the GOAT of MLP. I don't know if you know that.
I did not know that.
Anyways, go ahead. So you won the first game off Irina.
And I hear she was pissed.
Okay.
Like then someone was just like saying like, they heard her, like, she was pissed.
Okay.
I don't even know if she remembers this.
Yeah, because, well, no one knew who you were.
No, and I'm a lot older.
And you're a lot older.
Yeah.
So, okay, so go ahead.
So I used all your tips. I beat her first game now.
Now, real quick, we're talking singles here.
Yeah.
No, because this is educational also.
Okay, not just
podcast.
Kara
so
entertainment.
No. We want that. But do you remember, remember any tips that I gave you at that time? Do you remember anything?
I'm going to try to remember. I feel like maybe get my returns deep.
Uh-huh.
I was definitely a chip in charge. Like, I like to come in off the return.
Yeah.
You were cool with that. You probably gave me some really good tips.
Yeah. Just like general ones. Maybe keep it more to the backhand.
Yeah.
Maybe like, okay.
You probably at the time gave me really good tips.
Okay. Because this was granted like 5 years ago. Probably,
this was like,
or more.
Yeah. This is when all the OGs were there.
Okay, so you won first game off Irina, and then what happened second game?
And I think she kicked my butt the next two games.
Okay, all right.
And then know who else I played?
Okay, who?
Corinne Carr.
Oh, Corinne Carr. Shout out to Corinne.
Yeah.
Another legend.
All these legends.
Yeah.
And I played her close, but.
So that was the loser's bracket there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so
good story though, huh?
Yeah, great story. No, thank. We need all this. This is good. Okay, so we met. Somehow, yes. I heard you were playing singles, and then I gave you some tips. Mm-hmm. We were actually probably playing some points out.
Yeah.
And then you played that, and then what happened after? Where does our story go? Because I'm trying to.
Our story goes, and I don't know what. So that was Nationals is usually November if it still is.
It was November, yeah.
So I think that's when the story goes to the U.S. No. Well, we did U.S. Open. That's April. But we also did.
Well, hold on.
The Palm Springs.
No, no. We got to talk about the first tournament we played. It was U.S. Open?
Oh, no. Maybe it was Palm Springs.
It was Palm Springs. Okay.
It was Marson's tournament.
Got it. So.
Oh, boy.
Shout out to the Respetsky family. But. So we played.
Yes,
so the
I remember
very,
this
so,
very well.
Oh, okay. So that was our first tournament. Okay,
yes.
So let's talk about this.
Oh God, Jordan.
Okay, me and Kara's first tournament. It
stresses me out thinking about.
I was
so nervous.
Me and Kara's first tournament in pro. Okay, this is when I was really, really playing. I was actually glad to have you. My wife Katrina, shout out to her. She was watching our oldest, mm-hmm. and she was letting me travel. And this is when I was at the peak.
You were.
Or around, you know. I was going after it in the pro divisions. Okay.
Do I get to talk about how awesome you were?
Go ahead.
Does it have to be about me?
You can always, this is a podcast. Oh. It's okay. Everyone, viewers, listeners, this is her first time. Give her a break. Okay. Kara, so you could always interject. Like,
okay,
I'm talking,
I can interject
and then
whenever
you can say, oh, I remember that. You know, it's, you know, podcast 102. Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Did you want to talk about me right now?
You were really good. I was like, it's the Jordan Briones that I'm playing with. I mean, you were awesome at singles. You were, maybe you still are. You were quick. Just ideal partner.
Okay.
But I was nervous. Okay. I'm not going to lie. I was nervous.
Okay. So Palm Springs. Now
to play with you.
Yeah. Okay. Now this was.
You were a legend. Let's just say that.
Okay. Thank you, Kara.
Did you know I was so nervous?
I thought you were. I didn't know you were nervous because of me. No, I thought you were just nervous just to play. Right?
Both.
Okay. Because it was pro. So me and Kara played. We played mixed pro. Now we're going to have to go back in the memory bank.
Okay.
And we played just that one event there at Palm Springs. So who did we play first round?
Are you serious? Oh, Davidson's?
Oh.
Am I right?
Okay. Shout out to
Rob Davidson
and Shonda. Yeah, and Shonda Davidson.
Did we win? See, this is where I lose it.
I think so. You know what? I think so. It was okay.
And that's when you yelled at me.
Or maybe we lost in a tight one.
We might have.
Okay, but okay.
I mean, you didn't yell, but you got stern. Do you remember?
I was, you know what? I was so hard on you because I knew you had it in you.
I know.
That's what it was.
I know, and you knew me, and that's who I am.
And by the way.
That's who I am.
By the way, what Kara's talking about right now.
Yeah, that's who I am.
I knew the personality. So I'm a coach, right?
Yeah, you knew.
So.
You knew.
Against or with people with very soft, or gentle spirits, you know? I don't talk to them the same way I would talk to you, Kara. I was firing you up. I was like, Kara, let's go. Don't miss that dink.
You were so good. But it was perfect because there's been some guys that I've played with that get mad at me in a different way. Like, you weren't mad at me. I could tell. But there's been some guys that shut me down and I don't play as well.
Yeah.
But you are a coach. You knew. The way you did it was perfect, honestly.
Okay, thanks.
You really did because I've played with some people that aren't as nice.
And we may go down that list.
We're not doing shout outs to them, but you did it right. You were the kind, because I was always the kind that liked a coach that was like the tough love.
Yeah.
But not like, not beat me down.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Okay. So we played Rhonda. We played Shonda and Rob. And who else did we play?
I don't remember. Do you?
Okay.
We should have gone back. And
yeah. Looked. Sorry. We're gonna go on the archives. But so we played our first pro event. And I think, honestly, we might have went.
We did okay.
I think we might have went 2-2.
Yeah. We did.
Or something.
Average for us.
Or something. Okay.
Like I wasn't
thrilled. Yeah.
But, you know, that was kind of our warm up.
Yeah. Okay. So after that, so I know, yeah, we had a blast. And then what happened?
So that was March.
That was March.
I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was April we went to the U.S. Open.
Okay. So now now let's shift. So now this is U.S. Open, Kara Williams and Jordan Briones. Now, both of us, this was a very interesting time in our lives.
It
because,
was.
Because, I think I may just had my second, our daughter, Maya, maybe. I'm not sure. But I'm trying to remember time frame. But I've never left the state without my family before. And I think the last time you'd done that was probably been decades or something, right?
Yeah. Okay. And I had 3 kids.
Yeah, but they're grown.
No, see, you keep saying that.
I say it. Well, they're grown compared to mine.
I know, but you keep saying like, oh, you can leave your family. Yeah, no, you're still, you're a mom, you're always a mom and everyone needs you.
Okay. All right.
So don't poo-poo it. You're going to see when your kids get older.
Okay. It's
it's
easier.
They need their mom.
Okay. It's easier to leave when they're a little bit older. Can we agree?
It's easier to leave when you're the husband.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Can we get Katrina in here to...
Okay, she would confirm that, all right? She would confirm that. Okay, so real quick, we go to the U.S. Open. We agree.
Right.
Shout out to Patrick and Connie again.
Yeah.
Because we hung out with them. It was great.
We had so much fun.
So let's go. Gosh, I got to pull it up. Okay, so let's go back.
Oh, you want to pull up the tournament?
Yeah, but it's probably going to take a while to find. But it's all right.
I know some people we played.
Okay, so let's we played 5-0-19 plus, and that was the highest division back then. They had open, I think, but every okay,
I don't
so
even know.
No, this is what happened. So back in the day, okay? Day-day. Yeah, back in the day, they had age. So it was age, like 19 plus, yes. 35, whatever.
Yes.
And then they had open. But all the open pros all played in age.
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
So people would double medal. So that's what happened. So like the likes of like Kyle Yates and all those people on that generation would just.
And was there even any money in this?
No. No.
No money.
Pickleball was poor back then. Okay.
No money.
No.
People were just doing it for the love of the game.
Yeah, for the love of the game. Okay. All right, Kara. So, we played 5-0-19 plus, and granted, we're playing with the top players in the world at that time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Okay, let's go back in the memory bank. I know the last team that we got knocked out by.
I do too.
But let's not go there first.
No.
Let's.
But I know some other people we.
Yeah.
Played.
So let's talk about first or second round. Who do you remember?
Well, first round I don't totally remember, and I was nervous as heck.
Yeah, but we won it.
We got through it.
We got through it.
And then
easy.
About that. I was like, Jordan, just run around, take everything. No.
Now, real quick, strategy.
Braverman. I remember we played her one round. Do you remember who that was?
Who?
I just remember
you. Jill?
Yeah. Braverman?
Yeah, Jill.
Does she still play?
I think
we played her one round.
Did we?
We did. And
wait, are you sure?
Him.
Not the CEO or the former CEO of Duper? Is that you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. I'm making up stuff.
So, okay. So we might have. Okay. Well, you said we played Jill. See, it was kind of a flash there.
I mean, we're not even prepared. We should have.
It's fine. It's fine. Okay. So we gone. Okay. So you said.
But I know who we lost to before the big loss. And I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
But do you remember? Do you remember we almost beat Tyler Leung and Alex Hamner?
I thought that's what we got knocked out. No.
We did get knocked out.
Yeah.
So, but we somehow we made it back and we almost got bronze because then you know who we lost to.
Got it. Okay. So,
are you following me?
Yeah, I'm following you. So, okay. We did end up playing. I mean, we must have went 4-2, 5-2,
yeah.
6-2 maybe that day. Yeah. But yeah, Tyler Leung, obviously.
He was there today. Looked awesome.
Tyler Leung, obviously, you know, top player today. And he played with Alex Hamner.
Yes.
And honestly, that duo was pretty strong. I mean,
yeah.
Alex was one of the older players that can play pro.
Yeah.
I think she still can today with the right partner.
It was awesome.
But we played against them. I remember 2 out of 3 games. It was like we won, maybe we lost the first one, maybe won the second one.
Yeah.
And literally the third game was probably like 15-13
probably.
Or 15-17. There was a crowd.
There was a crowd.
You remember that? Like
for little old me. It's probably for you.
Well, no, I mean.
Everyone's asking for your autograph. It's Jordan Briones. He does YouTube, right?
Why don't you tell that? Why don't you
that
tell
was
a few,
awesome.
Tell a few or tell the listeners what like
we
what
we got to do a shout out to you.
No, tell the listeners what was happening when I was walking around.
Yeah, so here's Jordan, like Jordan Briones.
And you didn't really know cuz you didn't really watch my videos. You didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't.
Look, no.
No, I don't do that stuff.
Okay, so what happened? Go ahead.
I'm just good how I am. No, I'm just kidding. So, we're walking around, and I just remember people asking for your autograph. I'm like, are you kidding me? This is.
She was like, you probably thought they were like joking or something first.
Yeah. Right? But you were the Jordan Briones who makes those, whatever they are, those instructional videos.
Yeah.
Which they're really good, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
you're welcome.
Yeah. No, it was just funny because I just, the first time and then maybe second and third time, I just looked at Kara and she was
so
just,
funny.
She was just rolling her eyes.
I'm just laughing. I'm just laughing that I'm with this guy that, and also like, this is pickleball.
Yeah.
People are asking for autographs.
Yeah, you're like, what is this? Like, this is not even a mainstream sport yet.
But you, I remember there also you practice with Simone. She wanted some singles practice.
Shout out to Simone. I still have that picture. Yeah, you're right. I played a game or two.
You practiced with her. And actually, I played a game against her, and she just wiped me. She was solid.
Ooh, back then, Simone was working on, I remember, she was working on her, I think, forehand and backhand topspin rolls.
That's
like
what,
into the kitchen. I remember
what
that.
I'm working on now.
Okay, so we play, big game, big third game against Tyler Leung, Alex Hamner. I remember Tyler was still the Ernie King. He was just earning back then. Yeah. And it was tough, but
Did we have a match point or not?
We might have. I mean, it was like 15. I'm pretty sure it was like 15, 17.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And it was like, it was intense.
It was intense.
It was intense. And I was like, let's go, Kara.
Come on.
And Kara's fiery on the court. So I'm very calm, pretty much. I'm pretty much how I am talking right now on the court.
Yeah, but right? You have but that calm fireness.
But like when you come out and you're like, let's go, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
I gotta somehow try to match that energy.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Is the energy okay? Is it too much?
Oh, no. I play with a lot of different partners. Yeah.
It just comes out.
Okay. So we lose that one. We go to the back draw.
Yeah.
And we maybe win one or two more maybe, right?
Yeah.
And then, because I thought that was a knockout round. But no, then we play. Go ahead. Who do we play?
We play Lee Waters.
Lee Waters.
And her partner.
Yeah, so I don't remember his name.
I know. But here's the thing. This was like Lee Waters, one of her first tournaments. Mm-hmm. And I just remember the whole time you're like, Kara, look at this new girl. Look at her. She's going to be good. Like that's the one thing you're really good at.
Yeah.
Is knowing who's going to be good you're like, you were just eyeing her.
Yeah.
And Anna Lee wasn't playing then, was she?
Probably not. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Me either. But anyway, I do remember that match really well.
Okay. So you tell
me. And I'm upset about it.
Okay. So you tell me about it. So we play Lee Waters and another 5-0.
And it was for
pro player.
I think it was for the bronze.
It was for the bronze. That was the bronze medal match. We got fourth in the pro division.
Who remembers fourth?
Yeah, nobody. Okay. But okay, so tell me about the match. Because I don't remember.
I want to know what you remember, but I'm going to tell you what I remember.
Okay, so honestly, I do remember it being tight, and yeah. I remember the guy just, both of them really, but the guy was just attacking you.
Yes.
And I couldn't do much because our returns were good. They were okay.
Oh, and we were supposed to play 2 out of 3 to 11 and it rained. And so we could only do 1 game to 15.
See,
that was a bummer.
I don't even remember.
Yeah, because remember we went and you got your Chinese food or something. It rained. Yeah.
Got it.
So we had 1 game to 15.
One shot. Okay.
So
it was bronze medal match against Lee Waters and her partner. Yeah. I remember. So what do I remember? I remember them just driving the ball.
Me too.
And then too. I remember, and you worked on this, and we talked strategy after, but I remember you blocking.
Yeah.
Blocking everything.
Yeah.
Instead of counterpunching.
Exactly.
Now, for those of you listening out there,
exactly.
We talk, you hear, and you coach too, right? You hear.
I coach, yeah.
A lot about beating bangers and things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And a lot of tips that we hear from most players are, we got to reset.
Right.
We got to slow it down.
Right.
But in cases like that, when you have good hands, we got to punch that back. Because what happens is you were blocking, your blocks were fine, but they were sitting mid-court balls.
Totally.
So they were driving again, and it became really tough. Okay, so that's all I remember. And then it was fairly close, but we couldn't get it done.
So it's such an interesting point because, as we know, as coaches and as players, you learn more from losing.
Yeah.
But I still think it took me a while to learn from that because, so I was, my specialty used to be, and I think I've progressed, is just dink, dink till I die, dink, dink, dink,
reset.
I had good hands, but I would just block, right? Mm-hmm. But with people like that, like Lee Waters, Jennifer Dawson, mm-hmm. top senior pro, if you keep resetting, they're just like, yeah, I'm just going to pound more.
Well, not just that, but they're always on the offense.
Exactly.
So if you never
counter,
then they have nothing to be afraid of. That's what it is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And just recently, again, the Dawsons, I play with them a good amount.
Yeah.
And that was probably one of the best coaching tips is my partner and I played and practiced Jen and Steve. Mm-hmm. And as we know, Jen Dawson, if people watch her, she's hits hard. Probably
she's
hard.
A hard
probably
hitter. Hits,
it's the hardest of the senior women pro, probably.
Probably.
But I just kept blocking mm-hmm. and resetting, and she just kept pounding. And afterwards, Steve told me, Kara, you just keep blocking yeah. it, and then they pound again. And so yeah. I've incorporated the counterattack.
Good.
So that's good.
Well, I know. We'll talk about maybe okay. your game, how it's that changed.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But, okay, so what else do you remember, though? Was that it? Basically,
I just remembered it was frustrating because, yeah. and you were frustrated because they were just attacking me and mm-hmm. you couldn't get in and help. So for mixed, you know, it's like a mixed doubles lesson, but I thought my dinks would just work.
Yeah.
But they were, because even when I saw Lee, I'm like, God, she just bangs everything. That's not the game. Because yeah. back then it was more mm-hmm. of dinking, but she showed how it can work, right?
Yep.
So I felt bad for you. You couldn't really help me. I was just getting like attacked.
Yeah.
It was like.
But yeah. we did. I mean, we did what we could. And it was fairly. Yeah. Honestly, it was a good learning experience.
It was.
And it was close.
It was close.
The game was close. So, yeah, little tweaks there. Okay. So that was our U.S. Open experience.
Wow. Do you think people care about this?
Yeah, I think so.
I hope so.
Well, people don't really know my tournament history much, so I don't know.
Oh, I hope they do because you were like the man.
I don't know.
You were.
I was a man playing pickleball.
You were awesome. And were you more known for your singles?
I was definitely higher ranked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a good singles player.
Okay, so.
We can't talk about you.
We can. Go ahead.
No, I'm done. Sure. Okay. You keep it flowing.
All right, so. So was that did we play any tournaments after that? Or we kind of retired? We got to have a comeback, right?
I want to have a comeback so yeah. bad, but you got to,
By the way, ever since then, Kara's asked me probably like 6 times to play a tournament. And I'm like, oh, sorry.
Guess what though?
Yeah.
No, let's backtrack.
Yeah.
When I started doing well, you started begging me to play. Do you remember? There was a little bitty, like, you know, in the pendulum.
Oh, really?
Like, Kara was all big time, and you're like, oh, you're not going to play with me now? I remember that.
Let's talk about nationals, though, because you played with a legend of the game at the next nationals, or a couple after, Lindsay Newman.
Oh, God, Lindsay's awesome.
Let's talk about that, and I remember.
Wow.
Do you remember this?
Tell me more.
I was on the, you know. Actually, me and Nicole were on the sidelines, yes. and I was helping coach you. Or I was yes. kind of coaching you mentally.
Yes.
Just like, let's go, Kara. Okay. And also, like, you know, just being there for you.
Yeah.
You were playing with Lindsay Newman.
Yeah.
This was before, not even before Lindsay was Lindsay. I think this was around that time.
Well, I snagged her. And that's yeah. another reason is because of you. You said, I didn't even know her.
I think I set you guys up.
You did.
To be honest.
You were like, Kara, you got to ask her. You got to ask her. No one knows of her. Everyone has their partners for nationals. Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. So
it was at March. It was at the Palm Springs tournament.
Yeah.
I just went for it. And she had nobody else. So yeah. She played with me.
So she took the chance.
She took the chance.
And okay. Do you remember who you played?
Yes.
Any big names? So who was it?
Yes. Well, it was Catherine Parento.
Oh, you played against Catherine
yeah.
and who?
And then the other one isn't playing now.
Okay, but that's the one you lost?
We lost.
But that was like to go.
It was to go.
That was pretty deep, right?
It was very deep.
That was like maybe 2 away from bronze.
It
or
was.
Something, you know, or 1.
It was right.
And that
there.
Was on the main. Okay, floor. So Indian Wells. I think this is maybe the first year. Indian Wells, maybe.
I think you're right.
At the Indian Wells Nationals and at the Grand. That was in the Grand Stadium.
I know.
I remember that.
I know.
I remember that because I had to have a freaking credential thing that I freaking
yeah, and I got somebody, to invite somebody. Like
yeah,
whoever could come be on my in my box.
Okay,
or
so
whatever.
So Catherine Peranto and somebody and okay, so and you know what? I think it was fairly close.
We might have had a match point. I don't know.
Oh, really?
It was just a 15. I think it was 17-15.
Oh, because it was the loser's bracket.
It was so close.
I remember, and we have a picture. I gotta see. We should have done more, on the archives. But real quick, we did. I do have a picture of you sitting down after the match.
Yeah.
And but you're smiling with a water bottle, and I think there's a picture of me, like talking to you or something.
I know. No, it was cool. It was so exciting.
That was a good experience.
It was a very good experience, and playing with Lindsay was just awesome. So yeah.
I was gonna ask you, what are the top pros have you played? Now you can inform me if I'm missing any, but you played with Jesse Irvin at one tournament.
I did.
At our tournament.
Yeah.
Golden State Championships.
I did. Yep.
I think you didn't do that well.
Great. Yeah.
Like the chemistry.
I don't think I played great. It didn't work. It just wasn't good. Let's not talk about it.
All right. So what other pros that you played with?
Joey Farias.
Shout out to Joey. You play with a lot now, Rob Cassidy.
I played with him today.
And then
Chris Anderson, and now I'm playing with her in senior pros, and she's done really well in the senior pros.
But any other younger pros that people would know?
Pros.
Did you play with Jeff Warnick? A tournament?
No, we wanted to.
Oh, really?
A few tournaments, but it just never worked out.
And then maybe we'll get into this. There's just so much to get to, Kara. But you're currently playing. Well, I don't know. Is this supposed to be a secret? Like who you're playing with this year? No, right?
I don't think it's a secret.
Yeah, but you're playing with Dan Gingrich. A couple tournaments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mr. 1% or whatever he calls himself.
What does he call himself?
What, like, I don't know, like 1% mindset or something. I don't know. Dane, we'll have you on the podcast soon.
I don't even know.
But anyways, he's a good coach. He's a good coach. Yes. And you're playing with, and he's a top senior pro.
Yep.
I think he's probably, he might be at the top.
I think he's the top. Yeah, one of the top.
Okay. So that's that. So,
do you know who I'm playing with at US Open?
Do you want to know? Do tell, yeah, sure.
I'm going to play some with Scott Moore.
Scott Moore, probably.
Legend.
Yeah, probably one of the most decorated players of all time.
Decorated?
Oh, yeah. Like, as in medals.
Oh, I didn't know what that meant.
Like, you know what a triple crown is nowadays?
Yeah.
Yeah, Scott Moore was basically the triple crown king of the seniors.
Okay, you want to know who else I'm going to play with? Another triple crowner.
Oh,
woman.
Jennifer Dawson.
Yeah, at the US Open.
Okay, so top names.
Top names in the seniors.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think those are the main. And Takako.
Takako, yeah.
Remember, we met her at the US Open.
And just recently, we could talk about it.
Oh, we're going there.
Because it happens. I mean, you and Takako took out Jennifer Dawson and Cammy McGregor.
We did.
That's honestly a crazy win to me. That's good. I haven't seen Takako play recently, but.
And it's all about chemistry, baby. It's about chemistry.
So speaking of chemistry, good segue.
Thanks.
To you, what makes good chemistry? How do you pick partners? Mm-hmm. Like, and then again, more educational, how the viewers out there.
Okay. So this is huge for me. Yeah. Like I do coach a little, not as much as you, but I do. I teach like the Engage camps and stuff like that, but it's chemistry is probably more important to me than how good my partner is.
Wow.
And it's changed actually through the years.
Mm.
I used to pick my partners on skill.
Wow.
I wanted good. I didn't care about their personality. But now my number one rule is, are they nice? Is that crazy? But
no,
it's
you
true.
you tell me that all the time.
It's so true.
It's so fun. Actually, you know, you actually always call me, say, hey, I need a partner for this tournament.
But are they nice?
Yeah.
Right.
So you always tell me. Yeah.
Because at all levels.
Yeah.
2-0, whatever, and 3-0. I just had this. I loved doubles growing up, right? And in college. And I did have a national championship when I was 16 with my doubles partner, Lisa Tholen, 16 and under
nationals. Okay.
And this is what was so cool is that she was not a doubles player. I taught her how to play doubles and we had chemistry.
Wow.
We laughed, we were fiery, and we were double specialists. So we beat the top singles players in the nation.
Wow.
They were ranked number 1 through 5, and we were in singles like 30 to 40, yeah. 50, and yeah. we were top three in the nation. So my whole point is chemistry is so huge, wow. whatever it is for you, right?
Chemistry yeah. over skill. That's a hot take.
It's hot. I mean, you look at Takako and I mean,
yeah.
I think we won that tournament because many reasons. One, we had fun. Two, we did not get bummed at each other. I mean, you know, when you're playing with that partner that rolls their yeah, eyes yeah. or turns the other way, or, I mean, it's, you feel it.
Yeah. Negative energy.
Negative energy. Yeah. Energy. Energy is so huge. Mm. So I think, the whole time we were like, we're just going after it. And she'd go for a shot and she'd miss it. And I'm like, awesome. Like, that's where we want to be. Mm. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd want you to miss it going after it like yeah. that. And some laughs, some paddle pumping, huge for me. I need a paddle pumper.
Or tapper, you mean? Or what's a
whatever
paddle pumper?
Whatever it is. I don't know.
You know. What's a paddle pumper?
I don't know. That's what I call it. A paddle tapper.
Paddle tap.
Or hand. I don't care. Just whatever. Yeah, just, yeah. I need that connection, chemistry. I don't know what else to say about it. I'm so passionate about that. Mm-hmm. And I've had too many experiences yeah. of not being treated well. Yeah. And my poor husband has to pay for it when I come home.
Oh, no.
Because I'm bummed.
Yeah.
And I don't leave my family for a week or a yeah. few days to be not treated respectfully. So yeah. it's big for me.
Okay. So you say chemistry. So what does good chemistry feel like? What does it look like? What does that mean? You know, so like
yeah.
for the viewers out there, like, okay, obviously we want to pick someone that can compete. How do you go through partners and figure out, mm-hmm. oh, this is
yeah.
good chemistry just by, so do you have to play with them?
Good question.
Or is it like, or is it just like relatable? Like they're, good you guys question. Are relating outside of pickleball. What is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, good question. What I do now, I'll watch people play and I'll watch how they interact with their partners.
Mm,
and yeah. then, like, if someone asks me or if I want to ask someone, I will see who they've played with and see. And I, again, it's not really about the skill. I mean, I know how good they are, but I ask, was he or she nice to you? Were they, you know?
So you do some investigations.
I do some investigations.
But that's smart.
Because it's going to bring out the best in me.
Yeah.
If we can practice together, great. But I've also had times when I've practiced with people, but then I go play with them and they act different.
Mm.
You know what I mean? But I think a lot of times, sometimes you don't see people's true colors until you yeah. get into the tournament, though.
Well,
but if you watch them,
yeah.
if you watch how they are under pressure situations.
Yeah, that's it.
Under
pressure is when things come out.
Yeah, the true yeah. colors come out.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I don't mind fiery and intense because that's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
But be kind and nice and supportive. And I've coached a lot of people on this. I've coached married couples. And I've had to talk to them about...
Oh, wait, you coach married couples like relationally or pickleball?
No, pickleball, but okay. I feel like I'm a counselor. Like
yeah.
at a camp, there was like a, they were like 3-0, 3-5 level. That's you know funny. What I'm saying?
What's interesting is there is some sort of dynamic there where yeah. where marriage, right?
Yeah.
And like partner, pickleball partners, kind of like, you know, there's some things that go in hand in hand, like when yeah. stress levels go up,
yeah,
when it gets really tight, when you fail, right?
Yeah.
Like in marriage, I'm sure.
Totally.
I'm sure your marriage, everyone's marriage has had ups and downs.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. So
are we getting into a whole nother podcast?
Yeah. You know, this is a Briona's Pickleball podcast, but we're going all in on a lot
we're
of different
going
topics.
On marriage counseling.
But,
Yeah.
No, I just know that, you know,
yeah.
and you have to work through. You have to work through. Totally. So you can, that's the thing about pickleball. You can just leave your partner and divorce them.
True.
Or you can try to figure it out, right?
True.
I don't know.
No, it's a good point. But I think that was a good point. I think you made that is that when it's, you see the true colors.
Yeah.
And in the intense situation. And for me, chemistry is everything. I know. Like, I would love my brother to play because we played tennis mixed and we had the chemistry.
Yeah.
Like the Newmans. right?
Yeah.
They probably had a lot of chemistry.
There you go. And something interesting about the Newmans, we watch Riley and Lindsay Newman. They've won national titles, obviously huge tournaments. What's interesting about them? You tell me what your thoughts are about this, okay? Their chemistry on court is in sync, right? Okay. They know exactly where they're going. Mm-hmm. They call out you, me, switch mm-hmm. on a dime. Mm-hmm. When things get really rough and when things get tight, they call the timeout and they walk separate ways.
Do you know why?
Well, hold on.
I want to hear what you're going to say.
Yeah, so they don't talk.
Right.
Right? So other teams, and this is a really interesting, right? Kind of, mm-hmm. you're talking about chemistry, different players, different personalities, right?
Right.
They don't talk. So they're not talking strategy. So whatever's happening when they're down, they're not fixing
it.
Or they just are going to fight through it. But I just think, but for them, it works.
For
their brother and sister. And again, I'm having Riley on the podcast soon. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Lindsay, shout out to you. But it works for them. And that's something that I'm sure they've talked about mm-hmm. outside of matches. Right. Mm-hmm. But you tell me, I mean, you've talked to Lindsay. So
that's so funny you bring that up. So I'm a huge communicator, right? I'm like mine, yours. And I just like to talk it out.
Yeah.
So when I played with her, I think you can ask the Newmans. I think it's more of a Lindsay thing because she would go to her corner.
Oh, is it?
And I remember Riley like just telling me that's just what she does. She just does that.
Okay.
But you'll have to ask them.
Okay.
But I think, which is fine. I gave her that respect. I mean, that's just her. And she was never mad at me.
Yeah.
But I need the more like, think, what's going on? Yeah. Da, 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 you know what I mean? Yeah. So, but with them, I wonder. Because Riley now when he plays with other people does he talk with them or do you know? I bet he does. I think it's a Lindsay thing.
You know what? At the highest level, here's one thing as just studying the game.
Okay.
At the highest level, like obviously we see the Johns and Matt Wright, and we're talking about men's right now, but we could talk about women's too. Mm-hmm. But when there's a strategic change that needs to be made, mm-hmm. I think it can be said in one or two sentences.
Right.
Think about that, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like there's conversations happening.
Right.
Everyone's so good that these minor micro adjustments, right? Change the think pattern or let's do this. So I think maybe we missed that on camera. Maybe, you know, we see these ebbs and flows in matches and stuff. And then, you know, as they're walking back to their towels or whatever before the commercial goes on. They say two things and then they both sit down and you just see them not talk because they're trying to mentally reset, right? Yep. And get back. So I don't know. What do you think about that?
I think you're right. I think they can do it in one or two sentences. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because I was watching some today and you could see the ones that had chemistry and see the ones that didn't.
Mm.
And you can read the body. I mean, I'm really good at reading body language and I could see some out there that I don't know if they're going to play together again and the ones that work.
Let's talk about this. And again, this is from like a bird's eye view, right? Mm-hmm. You're talking about pro players?
Mm-hmm.
What pro players right now, three, let's just say two, that you, let's just go to two. Two that you think have really good chemistry that you notice.
That had chemistry today and mixed.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah, sure. Mixed.
So you want me to do two?
Two. Two that you can think of like, oh, I think they had really good chemistry.
Okay. Well, I only watch certain ones.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I didn't go to the center court much. I'm sure Lee Waters and.
You mean Annalie?
Gosh. Annalie.
Yeah.
I'm getting tired. And Ben Johns. I'm sure they do. I remember seeing some good energy briefly.
Yeah.
I liked today though. I liked seeing Parento and
who did she play with today?
Arnold is what's his name?
Oh, Julian
is
Arnold.
Is he the fiery one?
Yeah.
Is he fiery?
Yep.
So I'm still getting to know because I'm senior pro, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of liked them. I mean, he was, what was cool is he was really fiery.
Well, you know what?
And she was like this. So I don't know. Do they play together a lot?
No, I think, you know what? To be honest, I think this was their first partnership.
I don't know.
And we'll look at that.
I don't know. You'd have to ask them.
No, no. They're.
But I could definitely see some that weren't working. I'd rather not bring it up.
Okay.
I don't
know. I was going to go there.
But. You were? I don't want to go there.
All right. That's fine. So.
And then, I mean, Tyler Leung was playing with.
Who was he playing with?
Is it Elise Jones?
Yeah.
They're from the same area. I liked them. I mean, what's interesting is sometimes you get like this fiery one and then like.
And the mellow.
Like my partner, I've been playing with Joe Parizo and I'm like fiery and he's like mellow. Now, tomorrow I'm playing with Dane and we're both fiery. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. And today I play with Rob Cassidy. We're both fiery. But it is interesting. Sometimes.
So do you think it works both ways?
I do.
Okay.
Do you?
I think it can.
I do too.
Yeah. I think I see more of a fiery and a.
Do you?
A calm. To like percentage wise.
Do you?
As opposed to too fiery. What do you think?
I don't know. I've never really thought about that.
All right. Just something to think about.
I know. It's just interesting. Like. Dane and I are going to be off the charts, but chemistry, huge.
Yeah. Big no, for sure.
Yeah.
How about we talk about dealing with nerves in pickleball in tournaments?
How you do, or you. What advice I would give.
Yeah. Well, you and what advice you would give because, nerves is huge. I'll tell you what, I played in some pro tournaments last year, just getting back into it. They were here locally.
Right.
Wanted to just see how I can do. And yeah, I did fairly well. I mean, I still could compete at that level. But I was definitely super nervous because I haven't been out there in a while. I think, you know, the more you play, the easier it gets. But you've played with Lindsey Newman. You played with some top players. Especially like the bigger the stage, right? Like how do you deal with, what's your philosophy on dealing with nerves?
Well, what I want to talk about, especially with people maybe watching that are maybe at a lower level, because I've talked to people at all levels.
Yeah.
And we all get so nervous.
Yeah.
Like it's just pickleball, right? And even like my lessons that are 3-0, they're so nervous. Mm. And I'm like, I get it. I get so nervous. Mm. So it's normal, right? But for me, what's been working for me is I actually do better as the day goes along.
Yeah.
So, right? Mm-hmm. But I found that if I... especially if before the first match, get a really good warm up in and be sweating when I go into that first match. Like, and then when Takako and I won this last one, every chance we got, I'm like, let's go hit between every match. I didn't even want to really sit down much because these days are long, right? And you could just sit around and wait for your match. And then you go out, you get a 5-minute warm up. So for me, what's been helpful is just get my body moving, just move, whether it's
okay, so like
that's so like, been key for me. Or even
that's
like
a good one. So before Matt, like, so instead
points,
of
play points,
yeah, instead of huge. Just showing up to so when your match, before your match gets called, just getting warm, getting the blood flow and stuff like that.
We did a lot of skinny singles.
Yeah,
why'd I get confused? Skinny singles.
Sorry, skinny singles.
Skinny singles and just play points. That has been huge for me. And then I think just the more tournaments you play, you know, because you just get that tournament tough experience. And if you haven't played one in months, you're going to be even more nervous.
So when you do get nervous on the court, like let's say you're down, right? And usually I would say players, I don't know, I guess from my experience, maybe I do get nervous sometimes when I'm up, but it's usually you feel the tension when it's tight or when you're down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so how do you deal with that? Because you've been in a lot of matches. You've won a lot of medals.
Yeah. You know what's been my little, what I do?
Like, what do you tell yourself?
I know. Okay, what do I tell myself? I tell myself the words for me, I like to have phrases like go after it. Because nothing's worse than losing because you were scared or you pushed or you were tentative, right? So if I can just tell myself, go for it, go after it.
Yeah.
And then another thing that I do, and I found myself, I did this today. It was a huge point. And I don't know where I came up with this. I just start counting. Like, it was weird. Like, huh. It came, like, I go one, and they hit two, three, four, five, six.
So in the middle of Dink Rally, you're counting in your head.
I just start counting. Hmm. And sometimes I'll do that on my shots. I'll just go one, two, and then that's it. And I don't count anymore. But that's kind of helped me to just be in the moment and just think of that shot right then. Or if I, you know, I have a big shot in my mind, go after it, go for it, something like that. Does that answer your question?
No, that's
good.
That's
how I do it.
Actually, I remember back in the day when we were playing, I actually deal with this a lot in my clients. And actually, one woman today I was coaching, she's 3-0. I mean, this is like a 3-0 thing, but you know, she's playing, working on her game, but she... Every high ball here, she's just like, like hitting it, like just dinking it, you know, instead of being aggressive, like putting it away. Do you remember that was one of the things
that you were mad at me about?
Well, not that we kind of worked on, but there was a lot of times that in your early days of pickleball, and again, we're talking about higher levels now, so it's not obviously high balls above your head you would put away. But like, you know, kind of mid-level balls you wouldn't attack.
Correct.
Like, is that something? I mean, that's something you've definitely changed in your game.
Definitely.
For sure.
I don't know if you've even seen me lately, but like, I've totally changed my game.
Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you about that?
Sure. Let's talk. Well,
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about some. You know, everyone's trying to improve their game at every level.
Right.
And again, let's talk about three major things that you think you've improved in your game in the last year or so.
Okay.
Like, and three things that you've been working on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So in the past, I really took this dinking thing to another level. I'm like, I'm not going to be a tennis player or whatever. So I could out dink anyone. And that was like kind of my superpower.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I realized that only took me so far.
Mm.
Because then I became really predictable. Well, she's never going to attack.
Mm.
So I just would dink, 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 dink.
So by the way, that won us a lot of games that way.
I know. It did.
Right? And I'm just, for the viewers out there, consistency will win you a lot.
Right.
But now, you know, at a higher level too. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. Exactly. But I needed some weapons.
There you go.
Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So... it was actually just recently, to tell you the truth. It's so crazy. I played nationals, and this is a good learning experience for myself. And I think this is what I teach my lessons to.
Okay.
So nationals was in November, and I didn't do as well as I would like. And we always tell our students, we tell our kids, you learn more from losing.
Mm.
And it's the truth, right? So I didn't do as well as I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting there on the court at nationals, just moping and saying, I'm depressed. I'm just going to mope and let myself mope for a little bit and just don't overanalyze it yet. So then I moped. I went home. I moped for about a week. And then I decided to go take a lesson. And I've never taken a lesson.
Wait,
did I tell you the story?
This is recently?
Yeah.
Who'd you take a lesson from?
His name is Austin. He's in San Diego.
But a random, did you know this guy?
Yeah, I knew him. No, he teaches. He's like a pro. He's a pro, but okay. He teaches more, a little bit more now.
Okay. So you took a lesson.
Lesson.
Yeah.
And, so this is such a good story, I think. So he was working with my roll dink. Because all I had was a slice dink.
Yeah. So topspin dinks.
Topspin dinks.
Yep.
Okay.
That's good.
And he was working it with me on my forehand.
Yeah.
And I was struggling. And I was getting frustrated. And but I was like, I'm going to commit to this.
Yeah.
And so then what I started doing is drill. And then I would tell myself, I'm going to go out and play every game with only the roll dink.
That's good.
And do you know what happened?
You got better.
I lost.
Okay.
A lot.
Yeah.
And sure. You know what my friends were saying? Why are you changing your game? You're good how you are.
Yeah.
And so now I'm conflicted. Like now I'm losing sleep. I'm 50 years old. I'm getting up at 6 a.m. drilling.
Drilling that forehand cross court dink.
And I go back to my husband and I say, what am I doing? I don't want to play tournaments anymore. This is in November. This is November, December.
Oh, really?
This was like 3 weeks before I win this that tournament.
Oh, okay.
I go to my husband.
Yeah.
I say, I think I should just practice, just play for fun. Like, I'm not trying to get a college scholarship. Why? I can't sleep. Mm-hmm. I can't get this shot. What am I doing? I'm a mom of three. I'm getting up at 6 a.m. I'm drilling. Like, this is ridiculous. And he said. Yeah.
What did he say?
Do you know? You want to guess?
I mean, he said something positive or get after it. Or he probably said, kicked you in the butt.
He said, you're not quitting. I'm not letting you quit.
Wow.
I was like, go, Mike. And he's been watching me play college tennis. Yeah. We met in college. So yeah, I was like, so that day he became my manager. I'm like,
oh, shout out to Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Manager Mike.
And so, yeah. And so I don't know, like I got worse before I got better. And we always, and I knew in my mind, I always tell my lessons this. I always do, but I don't know what happened. And I took two lessons and it was that I was working on. And then I started doing it with my backhand roll dink.
Let's go.
And then I started attacking more.
Yeah.
So now, especially my backhand, I would roll the dink and then I could now attack it. I started doing more counterattacks.
And these are things I've been telling you to work on too, by the way.
Again.
Can you tell people how I've been coaching you?
I know. But again, you have to know people is that you're ready when you're ready, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
And I just wasn't ready back then. You knew. Maybe it took me to lose and be depressed at nationals and get kicked in the butt.
Yeah.
To say, I've got to do something. I mean, I can get myself to a certain level, like maybe fourth place.
Yeah.
With my dink game and not attacking. So it was time.
Wow.
And so I did it. I took two lessons and I drilled.
Oh, so that was it.
I drilled.
You took two lessons.
And then I just said, I don't care if I'm losing these rec games. Yeah. That's another thing. I go out there and I tell my partner, I'm working on this. I'm sorry if I miss. And they'd be like, cool.
So for those of you listening and the viewers out there, so one of the things that you've been working on is your topspin dinks.
Topspin dinks.
And let me tell you, when I first started playing this game, there was nobody dinking with topspin.
I know. Christine McGrath was. Probably.
Yes.
Because I remember seeing her do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. She might have been one of the.
I know.
I'm trying to remember. Okay. But so you have a good slice cut dink from cross court. So how long did that? So you said that, you know, you just went through the whole story. How long did that take to develop and say, you know, you started losing and then, you know, manager Mike told you, you know, you got to stick with it.
Yeah.
So how long did that take to where you're like, okay, I think I have this.
So here's the thing. Nationals was in November. The tournament I won was in December. So this is what happened.
Oh.
It wasn't very much time. It's probably a month.
Oh, but so you were just drilling every day.
I was just drilling because I was like, I have this tournament. And I asked my coach, Austin, like, do you think I can do it? Because it wasn't muscle memory.
Yeah.
It was not muscle memory. And so I went into the tournament I won with Takako. The other seniors, they were like, you had some fire in your eye because I'd just go out and like do our practice games before.
Yeah.
And I was attacking and I was just in the zone. I'm going to attack and I'm going to roll dink. And then I told Takako, I'm like, I don't care how we do here. I don't care. Let's just have fun. And I'm working on stuff.
Yeah.
And she's like, cool. And we lost our first round.
Uh-huh.
And then we came back around and won the whole thing.
Oh,
but it was all because we tell our students this, but we have to tell ourselves this same thing is it's not about the wins.
Hmm.
If you just start thinking about the outcome, it was about playing good pickleball. And at the time I was working on stuff and I was going to use it as a growing tournament. And then look what happened. I mean, I just took that chance instead of just being safe. Like, oh, I missed one roll dink. I better go back to the cut that I can do all day in my sleep.
Yeah.
Right. But I stuck with it.
That's awesome.
I know. Like, I just feel like now I've lived it and now I can really preach that to my students.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean?
So, no, that's really good. Not what you said, it's not about the wins.
Mm-hmm.
So someone like me, and I'm sure like you.
I know. It's hard.
Very competitive, right? How do you do that? How do you do that? Because like,
it's hard.
It is about the wins.
I know,
mentality-wise, right? A lot of us.
It's so hard.
But what can you tell viewers out there? Like, if you're working on a new skill and you know you need to work on it, here's the thing, right? Because there's a lot of 3-0, 3-5, 4, a lot of different levels that watch this. Like, let's just say a third shot drop, right? When we first start or at that kind of level, 3-5, you know you need to learn it, but you're getting away with banging or something. Let's say you're just, but you know the outcome can be very beneficial and you'll get more, way, way better, right? But you're probably going to lose a lot hitting your drops. So how do you, I don't know.
Because you're saying if you only have the third shot drive or bang or you're just.
At a certain level, right?
That
you can't do that anymore, but you got to learn some drops.
Mm-hmm.
But you might lose some before you win some until you get that shot. But like your mentality at the tournament, you were kind of just like, oh, I'm just going to, no matter what, I'm just going to stick with this. So was it a belief in the process, was it a belief in, I know this is what I need to do and I'm going to do it until I'm successful? Was it like that kind of thing?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it was huge that I really was disciplined to go out in those rec games.
Mm.
And
and
even though I knew I could do a underspin or a cut and it would stay low, I was going to hit some of my rolls and they'd pop up and my partner would be mad.
Yeah.
So it was dedication to just do it in those rec games and just use that tournament as, I just knew I needed it. I just trusted.
Yeah.
I mean, for a while, I was really mad at my coach, Coach Austin. I was like, it was frustrating.
Mm.
It was so frustrating. And I almost quit, obviously.
Well, shout out to Coach Austin. I don't know who he is, but
I know.
I'm glad you stuck with the roll dink.
The roll dink. Okay.
All right. So let's segue. Okay. And this is actually one of the topics that you wanted to address. Let's talk about like mental health a little bit. Like where you.
How are we going to segue into that one?
We're going to. Well, like just like that. How was that?
Zoom right into mental health.
Yeah. But but you have some experience.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of viewers and listeners that may have dealt with a lot of the stuff. So why don't you tell just a little bit about. I don't know, whatever you want to share. Like,
yeah, this has been on my mind lately because, I don't know, I think mental health is getting more popular or known or it's more talked about. And then there's like, you see on Netflix, there's these shows on tennis players, right?
Yeah.
Pro tennis players that have struggled with the pressure or, this is dear to my heart. I have three boys and with my last one who he's now 11, I did have postpartum depression. So it's real. And, that was before pickleball. That was before pickleball. So, I got out of it, but, my mental health, looking back now, when I started pickleball, I was probably, I think I was depressed and had anxiety. Depression and anxiety, they kind of go hand in hand.
Mm.
And pickleball helped me get out of it.
And what was that kind of from, though?
Where'd it come from?
Or, you know, is it just because maybe you just were kind of like, did you feel like you weren't doing anything? You know, like, what was your experience?
I honestly think it's, from what I know in my situation, I think it was hormonal, because it's just, we as women, we, you know, whatever, we go through menopause, all this stuff. So it could be partly that I could have, it's just like, it's a chemical thing. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't like, I mean, I had a great life, like, I had three great kids, a great husband, a great parents. Like, that's what the problem was. I was like, why? Hmm. And I would just get really overwhelmed with stuff.
Yeah.
I'd get bummed out when you look at me on the outside and you're like, God, she has so much. And that's what I couldn't figure out either. It was weird.
Hmm.
So there's something that's chemical in your brain with what I had. So it wasn't my fault, you know, and I was just trying, and I just get really overwhelmed by stuff. That was a huge thing, is being overwhelmed with to-do lists and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, pickleball helped. But what I looking back now is, I think that was my drug. You know how people go to alcohol or drugs? Well, that was my happy place, you know, and I would just get on a high, and people thought I was good, and, you know, and then I go back home and I'm just a mom and everyone wants dinner and they want me, and I have to do the dishes, and I was like, well, I want to go play pickleball. That's where it's like, you know what I mean? So I went through, as a lot of pickleball players do, is addiction to pickleball.
Yeah.
I mean, you always hear that word, don't you?
Like, yeah.
I'm so addicted.
Yeah.
Right. And I was playing like 6-7 times a week, and I got really out of balance with life.
Oh, so you mean too much?
Too much.
Too much pickleball.
Too much pickleball.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I'm a mom. I have three kids. I have a husband. Like,
yeah.
And so then I'm trying to juggle going to tournaments and practicing, but also the home life. And I just crashed. And as we all know, if you're married, you know, there's times when your marriage gets tough.
Mm-hmm.
So probably about 10 years, I think I was in and out of depression and anxiety.
Yeah.
So, and part of that time was when I was playing pickleball. But I'd come in and out of it, you know, or sometimes I would just fake it. I'd be just, you know, but always out there in pickleball, I was just happy, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then it came to a head. I don't know. I just, you know what? It was during COVID. During COVID, I just crashed. And I had decided right before COVID to stop playing tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
I did. Because I told someone this today. I was going to play nationals with Steve Deacon.
Oh, okay.
I think you told me to play with him too.
Yeah.
And I called him and I just said, I can't play, and he didn't know why, but I was just,
oh wow,
I know. And I think you even got mad at me, like, you gotta play with him, he's so good.
Yeah.
And I was mentally, I just, the stress of playing a tournament that high level, I just couldn't do it.
Okay.
So anyway, you know, so a few, I don't know, during COVID, I think I finally decided to go get you know, therapy and just kind of figure out that it's not my fault. I had kind of like chemical stuff going on, and got on some antidepressants, and now I feel like me again. Like, I feel like who I was in high school and college, and I had lost myself for about 10 years. But whenever I went to go play pickleball, I felt like me.
Yeah.
So, which is weird. But now, full circle, like, I just feel so good now. I feel like I'm balanced.
Okay.
I'm balanced with my family, my husband. Pickleball, I really only play probably like 3 times a week. And now I really believe in the quantity over quality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I'll go out and drill for an hour.
Quantity, yep.
And we are focused.
Yeah.
And I will roll, dink. I'll roll like for a whole hour, you know?
Yeah. So what's your drill to play ratio? I ask all the pros this.
Good question.
Yeah. So what's like rec play versus drill? What percentage?
Well, So I'm kind of different. I might be different than the pros you talk to.
Okay. Why?
Because
everyone's point of view is
because I really want to make sure I keep it fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm not winning millions of dollars with this, is, you know.
Yeah.
And that's where I lost. That's another problem, is I stopped having fun and I was started becoming about the wins.
Yeah.
That was a problem for me. So I play probably more than I drill. And I'll play all levels, and I'll play with 4-0, 4-5 guys that we just laugh and have so much fun. Mm. So I'll do some intense stuff. I'll do some fun stuff.
Yeah.
But then.
But when you're training for tournaments.
But for a tournament, yeah, you drill. I will start drilling.
Yeah.
I don't know, percentage. 50-50? I don't know. I should drill more. I should drill more. I know everyone says drill, 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 drill. And yeah. Usually before tournaments, that's when I buckle down and start drilling.
Okay.
But I got to keep it fun.
Yeah.
I got to go with my people and just have some fun.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No, yeah.
That's just, if I'm not having fun, forget it.
No, that's, yeah. Yeah, and no, that's a good story. Yeah, obviously, like, a lot of people have dealt with a lot of stuff. What advice would you give somebody? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of pickleball players playing, yeah. Or how do you get that balance or try to find? You said, you know, yeah, there was a moment there that you kind of lost yourself in a bit,
yeah,
or in a way.
God, I would just say there's more to life than pickleball. Like, in the end. For me, like, I lost it for a little. What's first? Family and health,
yeah,
right? So, like, for you, you're taking a break from playing. I mean, what's most important is your wife and your kids.
Yeah.
I mean, I started realizing I was, like, leaving my family to go play with these random people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Now I have more friends in the pickleball world.
Yeah.
But it's, like, my advice on that is, I think it is just so important to find the balance. Now I do yoga and I go out with my girlfriends and I with my family, and I've learned to play the guitar.
Really?
Yes.
I gotta teach you a few things.
I'm horrible. And that's, yeah, so cool to be horrible at something, because, yeah, now I know how my lessons feel. Like, you know what I mean?
Did you say that sucked?
Oh, that was sounded lessons. Rude. That sounded really rude.
Now you know how your lessons feel. Okay, shout out to all Kara Williams students, because you're pretty terrible.
No! No, like, my student, my last student, Diane. Shout out to Diane. I'm so proud of her. She's a 3-0, and she won her first tournament.
Diane, let's give it up for Diane.
I'm so proud of her. I'm so proud of her. Because you know what? She's putting in the work. She was not an athlete, uh-huh, growing up. She drills. She does what I say.
Yeah.
And so that's how I feel with my guitar. Like, I'm serious. Like, I drill my guitar now.
You got to drill.
And I'm a step up from suck.
A step
like
up
a
from
step,
suck.
Like, I really suck.
Okay. A step, like, up from suck.
But
up suck. There you go.
But I don't know. Anyway, and the mental health stuff, you know, I don't want it to be down or anything, but it's, like, it's real. And so, yeah, I guess I would just say, just, like, the first step is just go. It's so hard to make that first step to go see somebody.
Yeah.
That's so hard. Like, you're just like, oh, it's so hard.
Yeah. I've definitely had my fair share of sessions.
You have?
Yeah.
Therapy?
Yeah, I mean,
I've been therapized.
Yeah, you know, if you're dealing with something.
Yeah.
You know, if you're dealing with something, well, like you said, actually, the balance thing was a big thing for me too.
Good.
Yeah, when you have a growing family, mm-hmm, and when pickleball is a big part of your life,
mm-hmm,
it gets tough when you're away and stuff, like all the tournaments.
Very.
And stuff. So now I'm home. We moved to Arizona.
Yes.
Home 24/7 pretty much, and get to do what I love to do.
Yeah.
And I'm not traveling anywhere. And yeah, I think I've found a healthy balance, and still, I think daily, you know, trying to get better at that. I think we have a better, mm-hmm, you know, parameter or whatever. But yeah.
We're getting deep.
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Yeah, this is good stuff.
But I agree. I'm so glad for you.
Yeah. So no, it's going really well.
That's
but
awesome.
Yeah. So let's switch gears here. All right, Kara.
Yeah.
And you can tell me how awesome of a friend I've been to.
Oh my God. Are we really going there? You have been a good friend.
No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, because you said, hey, you said before the podcast, can I talk about how awesome you are? Or something like that. No,
you know, I do have to say I love this podcast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay. Okay, go ahead. You got the floor is open.
Okay,
go
now ahead. It's really open.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I just think this podcast, like, I'm not joking, okay? Like, listen, just let me talk.
All right, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
So I'm not like a big person to just like chat about pickleball and watch videos and like people get really addicted to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you sent me one of your podcasts.
And we've only had three, by the way.
Oh, okay. So I've listened to two, I think.
Yeah.
The first one.
The second one. She's... we've only had two. Okay, let's talk about the first one.
We've only had two?
Yes.
I thought you said three.
Or three. Yeah, okay.
Okay. I don't think I've watched the third. Am I the third?
No. It just came out today. You were playing. This is so funny. Okay. So go ahead.
Just don't make me laugh. Anyhow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was so into it. And having... Is it Caden?
Caden Nemoff.
Yes. And I remember him when he was just a youngin'. Mm-hmm. And... I don't know. I was so into it because I think if you're into pickleball, like if my husband listened to it, he'd be bored out of his mind. But that's like me listening to a podcast on real estate. I mean, he's a realtor, right?
Yeah.
So I was so into it. Like, I don't know everything.
What is actually hilarious though, is I like told you about the podcast and I sent it to you and I don't know how you're going to react. But you were just texting me like, oh my gosh, this is like so great and all this. I'm like, really? Like,
I think it's great. And then my son, can I tell that?
Yeah.
My son. Okay. Sure. So he's 21. He's college. He's studying business management. And kids these days are so into whatever, social media and all this. And And I sent him the podcast. He goes, Mom, that's epic. He texted. He said, Mom, that's epic. And it's legit. And it's really good.
That's funny.
And and what was so cool about being a mom, like, I finally got like street cred from the boys.
Ooh,
they're like,
that street cred.
Well, one, winning that tournament, big. Yeah. But now mom's going on a podcast.
Yeah.
So I hope this just like boom. Yeah. I mean, like, I think it's cool.
No, it's cool.
I think it's so fun. I'm so happy for you.
Were your boys? Because you have three, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they excited? How do they feel about you being? Do they know you're one of the top players in the?
Yeah.
In the, like, what do they feel about you in pickleball? Do they ever? Is it like, oh, not again? Or do they tell people? You know what I mean? Do they brag about you at all?
Just turned a corner.
Oh yeah.
That win was huge. I don't know.
Well, what do they know?
They always were like, Mom, don't get bronze again, or don't get, you know, just come home and win it. Why can't you just win it?
Oh my gosh.
And but they're always, but that win, I don't know, because I got a gold. And I, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. I said I'd be a good team, a top team, and but I don't know. I feel like just recently they're like, they kind of play it down.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want to like. They don't want to say too much.
But I think also how it's why it's bigger deal is that pickleball is getting huge.
Yeah.
And even their friends want to go play pickleball. Mm. And so they kind of like to say, my mom, you know.
Yeah.
But they still play it down. Like, like they still want to beat
they,
me down.
They kind of have to.
Yeah, it's mom. Yeah, it's mom.
They don't want to blow you up too much.
But the podcast was huge.
Yeah.
Like a podcast.
All right. Cool. What's your son's name? The one that texted you?
Brady.
Shout out to Brady.
That's my maiden name, Care Brady.
Oh, okay.
So his name's Brady.
Yeah.
And I have Brett and Cooper.
Okay.
So my boys.
All right. So, that's good. That's good. Okay. Today.
Yeah.
Let's segue into today. So, Kara just played pro today.
And don't laugh at me.
No, I'm saying, and came to the podcast.
Oh, okay.
That's thank you.
I thought you were laughing because I played. Pro.
No.
Not senior pro.
Yeah, pro.
That's no joke.
And Kara Williams, she could hang, I'll tell you that. But she you play with Rob Cassidy.
Yes.
Mick, so tell us a little bit how it went. Obviously, by the time this is posted,
right,
the results will be out. But how'd it go? Because you said you wanted to chat about it a little bit.
I want to chat about it. Okay. I've really, this is going to sound bad. Rob probably won't like this, but I've never, like, I hate to lose. I hate to lose. You know I hate to lose. But today, I lost. Like, this is, I don't know if this has ever happened to me. I lost first and first. I did not win a match.
Yeah.
I lost. And honestly, in pickleball, I don't think that's ever happened to me. But
we're playing pro now.
I'm playing pro, and
tougher.
We're talking after COVID pro. Before COVID, it was another.
Yeah.
It was not this level.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I felt good. I think we could have beat both teams. I had great chemistry with Rob.
Oh, sorry. I was going
to. And I went after it, though. I went after it. So that was huge, is that, yes, I made mistakes.
Yeah. I was going to tell you that. You asked me about Rob. And I was like,
wow, yeah,
Rob is great.
I loved his energy.
By the way, you asked me about every partner. I like that, how you texted
me.
You
like that?
Yeah. I think yeah, you trust my judgment.
I trust you.
You've trusted
me. You know a lot.
Yeah.
We have the same mindset.
Yeah.
So I trust you.
Okay. So you play with Rob Cassidy. Shout out to Rob. Really great guy. Mm-hmm. Lefty, southpaw. Lefty. And he is definitely one of the only pros that did not come from a tennis background. Did you know that?
No.
You didn't know? You think he looks like he plays tennis? Come on. He's
out. I respect him even more. What's his background?
Oh, I don't even know.
Baseball?
It's got to be something else. It's a zero tennis. But anyways.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, look how he plays. That's not a knock on you, Rob. You're just amazing at being you. And he's just good. Okay. But anyways.
Yeah.
So who'd you guys play first round?
Christine McGrath. Mm-hmm. And Connor Garnett.
Connor Garnett.
And you've had him on a podcast?
Yeah. And I've had him on, and he is an up and coming player.
What's up with him? Tell me more.
He's really, really nice
guy. What's his
background? Tennis, D1. I'm pretty sure it's D1.
Okay.
And he's beat some huge names on, he got fourth in one of the PPAs. I mean,
it's singles.
Singles.
He's more of a singles guy.
Well, yeah, for right now, right?
Gotcha.
I mean, singles is always a lot easier. But so you guys played them. How did that go? What was the score there?
This is where I'm bad remembering scores, but whatever. We lost the first game.
Uh huh. it's all right. Was it close or not?
Yeah, yeah. No. Okay. We lost the first game.
Yeah.
And then we won the second.
Okay.
It was interesting, though. Okay. So we don't know each other that well, right?
Yeah, like, you and Rob.
Rob and I. So we practiced once together.
Yeah.
And we kind of know each other, what we're like. But anyway, we lost the first. And after the first game, I go to the other side and I just need to be by myself. Like,
oh, you pulled a little Lindsay Newman.
I did. And he came over to me, and I think he thought, I'm not sure. We'd have to ask Rob.
Oh, okay.
I think he thought I was upset at him, or I don't know.
Really?
I think he had a little talk with me, and I'm like, we're good, dude.
Oh,
I'm
was like, he like saying, hey, it's okay? Like,
yeah, he kind of was nice. Just, it was nice.
Yeah.
I think he,
yeah,
I don't know. He felt like maybe he was being too hard, but know that he's on my team.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, we're good. Yeah. I have two older brothers.
Now that's a good partner there. Huh?
Yeah.
That's good.
I was like, that was cool. I said, I have two older brothers. They've beaten me down my whole life. Like,
yeah.
I'm good. I'm with you, but thank you. Like, we are on the same page. And we just looked at each other and we're just like, come on. So then we fought back and we won the next game. And actually the last game, I think we might've been up 9-4 or something. I know.
You were up 9-4 against Connor Garnett.
I know.
Okay. So, and then you guys lost 11-9.
I think, I don't even know. I don't.
Wow.
I know, it's sad.
Okay. Any takeaways? I mean, because you learn more when you lose, or you learn from losing. So what can you take away?
I mean.
How did it go? So Dink rallies, like.
Okay. So this is how it went.
Yeah, Rob's a lefty. Right. You're a righty. Did you guys stack? Did you not stack?
So his thing is, you know, he kind of wanted to just call the shots. I'm like, cool. You'd be the coach. I'll just go. I can play both sides. I'm good like that.
Yeah.
So he did really want to stack a lot and have me on the left.
The left. And where was
so Christine was right in front of me.
So okay. So for the majority of the match, that's how it was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're dinking.
You were dinking straight on.
Yeah. And I would try to go a little cross court on Garnett.
Yeah,
but
go behind.
He could get anything.
Yeah, but as long as you keep it low, like you're just trying to keep him. Yeah.
Okay. But I wanted to. I really wanted to maybe not stack some, and so have me cross court because I liked Rob's. Mm-hmm. Back in the middle.
Did you guys unstack for some?
Not much.
Oh, really?
I didn't tell him, huh? I did tell him.
Oh, he said.
Well, I kind of did. I mean, I don't know. He just really wanted, I think. We'll have to ask Rob what he thinks.
Okay.
I mean, it's not like
I think if you would have, I don't know. Sometimes you're a little passive, too.
I am passive.
I think if you said, hey, I can outthink her. Like, let's try this. I think he would have done it. Rob would have done it. Okay.
I am passive.
So what's your takeaway, though?
Granted, he whatever.
Yeah.
My takeaway is that maybe I shouldn't be so passive and
okay.
Maybe like, because honestly, we went after it. I don't think we beat ourselves. I think they beat us. I think that's my takeaway is that I think I would have liked to have been, even though his backhand would have been in the middle,
yeah.
I would have liked to have been over on the forehand side.
Yeah, because you're in, so that you can hit your forehand roll.
Roll. Dink. Tootsie roll.
Yeah, tootsie roll.
Yeah. Okay. So that's that.
All right. So second round, what happened?
So then we play, is it Wesley Burroughs?
Oh, Wes Burroughs.
Wes?
And who?
Nice guy.
Oh, is he? No, I've heard he's a great guy.
Oh.
He played D1, by the way. I'm pretty sure.
So nice.
Really? So I haven't heard. Yeah. Okay.
And then this, I'm so sorry. I don't remember the names. I mean, I don't play these people.
Yeah.
So it was another young girl.
Yeah.
Another,
she must be an up and comer.
Yeah.
Sure. Tennis player.
So, again, like I felt so good about myself because, I mean, these pros.
Yeah, no, Wes is a baller. He's good.
They're like, I felt like both matches was like the finals of a senior pro tournament.
Okay.
I mean, like, they're so good. These guys, their hands. Are so fast.
Yeah.
So
to compare levels, that's what it felt. That's what the skill level kind of feels like. Like these first round and pros feels like as good as the medal.
I think. Yeah.
Kind of round. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But age is huge. I mean, we're 50 and older, right? Yeah. I mean, we're playing as like, what, 20-year-olds?
Yeah.
But my takeaway, I mean, I don't know what my take. I mean, we could have won it. It was 15-13.
Oh, my goodness.
And I got a compliment from the girl. She's like, usually I get people with my two-handed backhand, and I was ripping them back. I was counterattacking back at her. Counter. And, I mean, we fought. We grinded. We had chemistry. We were fiery. We did everything we could. And of course, we make mistakes.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
No, Rob is – so you guys were both firecrackers out there, right? Because Rob is pretty
fiery,
right?
You know what
I want
to tell you a good tip he gave me.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Probably like – a little too late.
Okay.
But
what was it?
We were against the wind.
Oh, it was windy, huh?
It was so windy. Mm. And I thought I should just drive my thirds because my underspin one.
Yeah.
I thought it would get caught. We were against the wind. I thought it wouldn't go in the net.
That's a good time to drive, by the way.
That's what I thought.
In the wind, yep.
So it wasn't working. And he told me, he got really serious about 13 all or something. He goes,
okay.
He said, he's so funny. He goes, how did he say
it? Is this during a timeout or in between points? In between points then.
He says, whatever you do, drop your third.
Oh, really?
And I go, you don't want me to drive it? He goes, I didn't say, he said something like, if I would have said something the way he said it, he would have, I'm not going to be negative and say, don't drive it.
Yeah.
Said something like that. I'm going to be positive. He kind of got like annoyed with me.
That's funny.
And so, cause I had drove and they weren't working.
Okay.
That's another, I just think that's huge when you're playing people better than you.
Yeah.
Those drives, they can handle those.
Well, like, maybe they were a little high or whatever. We don't know.
They were. Yeah. And then next point, I dropped a nice two-hander backhand drop.
Yeah.
We won the point. I'm like, why didn't you tell me that earlier? Oh, you know. Okay. And then after the match, he told me, because I just, in my mind, I'm thinking we're against the wind.
Yeah.
But my drops are really good.
They are. You got some good drops.
Got some good drops. Yeah. So anyway, we could have won that one too.
Okay. Well, that, you know what?
But I feel okay about it. I'm at peace. I'm at peace.
All right. Will we see you on the pro scene again? Do you think you'll do that again, Kara?
Oh, God. It was exhausting. I think I'm going to stick with the seniors.
Okay.
You know what? I learned a lot, and I feel like I'm a better player.
Yeah.
And that is to show you that when you play people better than you, it does help.
On that note, look at Dane Gingrich. He gets out after it. You know, he dabbles in the pro.
Yeah.
Obviously, again, same kind of, I would say, outcomes or, I mean, great player, but it's another level. But I think, I mean, do you see yourself doing that just to keep learning and pushing yourself?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just because I only have so many tournaments I can play a year with Manager Mike. We talk about, you know.
How many are you playing this year, by the way?
Well, I don't know if you know this, but the seniors, you know how there's a major pickleball league?
There is a NPL.
Do you your research?
Yeah, it is the National League.
Pickleball League
for 50 and over?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's basically, the PPA of 50 and over, yeah?
The NPL.
Yeah, NPL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to, so
you got like,
there's going to be six events at Chicken and Pickle. It's going to be cool.
Is it basically
we're
the same?
We're going to have owners.
It's the same format then as MLP. Okay.
It's something, it's going to be teams.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to go to Chicken and Pickle and we're going to play other teams.
Nice.
And we're going to have that. I can't wait.
And there's some there's some money involved, right?
I think there's going to be some money.
Yeah. And did you get drafted? Did they do a draft?
That's another reason I'm a cool mom. That's when I got up on a cool mom. They were like, what? You're going to get drafted? And they posted it.
So what was it? So
what?
What number draft were you? Like,
I don't know yet. It's in April. Okay. The big draft.
Oh, it's coming up.
In April. Dun, dun, dun. Can we have some sort of sound effects for that? Thank you.
Draft.
Draft time.
Senior draft.
For the seniors. And we're going to have owners. Yeah. We don't know who they are yet.
Okay. So
all this is just in the works.
Yeah.
But don't you think, Jordan?
What?
That us seniors have something to offer. Like, don't you think people will want to come watch us because we're relatable?
I think a lot of people that are seniors would. So that's what it really interesting because we've seen this game start with the seniors pretty much.
Right.
And then go transform now into even 5-6 years ago, senior pro was huge. Right. And now that we have MLP though, PPA, it's just really tough because people want to see the best players play.
I know.
I think there's definitely a place for it. I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I think, I support all you guys for sure.
Cause you'll be there someday, Jordan. 50. It's just sitting there. You will be.
You know what? That's true.
You will be there.
That's true.
But so we'll see. This is so anyway, I'm playing those. There's six events
six
there.
Six events and PO, and they better be covering all your expenses and stuff, I'm sure.
Helping me out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're with Engage, right?
I'm with Engage, and Engage has been great.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 or whatever. So I'm with Engage. I've been with them from the beginning. So they've been great. I've been doing their camps, and I love it.
Yeah.
Because I just like to, I don't know, I like to travel places and go. Mm-hmm. I went to Jamaica, brought Manager Mike.
Yeah. Did you meet a guy? Did you meet a guy out there? He's like the top pickleball player out there.
In Jamaica?
Yeah. What was his name?
What guy?
I don't know. He's just, okay, never mind. We can talk about that later.
There was a pro, one of the pros.
But he like runs a thing out there.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it might have been the guy that was cutting the pineapple.
Oh, really? Coconuts?
Coconuts.
Fuck the pineapples.
Yeah. But anyway, and so I'm going to do the six NPL events.
Nice.
And then I'll play U.S. Open, Nationals, Tournament of Champions.
Okay. So your upcoming partnerships are, you got Dane Gingrich. You said Jennifer Dawson. Mm-hmm.
Scott Moore. And then Takako.
All the big names.
I play Takako again. Okay. In March. I might play some with my partner, Joe Paraiso.
Okay.
And then Kim Kestner. Do you know her?
No.
She's fun.
Okay.
She's, yeah.
It's about fun.
It's about, I play better when I fun, Jordan. Yeah.
No, you're right. That was a good segment on chemistry. So, anything else you want to bring up, Kara? I just want to tell you, this is the longest podcast in Briona's Pickleball podcast history, but you know what?
I'm exhausted.
I couldn't ask for a better podcast. I don't even know.
Say that to everyone, I'm sure.
No, I haven't said that to anyone.
But I wonder if people are really going to be interested in the Kara Williams.
You'll see. It depends how we advertise this.
Yeah. How long have we been talking?
You know, almost 2 hours.
No.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so tired.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, seniors, we need to go to bed early.
All right. You actually got to get some sleep. You're actually playing in the morning.
Oh, my God. That's right.
You're playing with Dane Gingrich, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you guys are going to knock it out. And you're playing seniors. Okay.
Thank the Lord.
All right. So hopefully you come home with gold.
Okay.
I'd love to hear that experience from you.
Yep.
Anything else you want to share? How can people contact you for a lesson or a camp or something? Do you want to shout that out? Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So I teach for Engage, so they can go to engagecamps.com.
And then how do they find you, though? Can they go to
my Facebook?
Okay. Yeah. There you go. Kara Williams.
Yeah. Find me on Facebook. Message me.
Messenger.
Yeah. I don't know. Something like that.
Messenger.
Am I supposed to give out my phone number?
I don't know. You'll probably run into Manager Mike, but...
Oh, yeah.
But you know, that's okay. That's all right.
You gotta go buy it through Manager Mike, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So again, thank you so much. This was a very interesting, insightful podcast with Kara Williams, one of my favorite partners that I've had throughout the years. Favorite partners of all time.
Are you joking?
No. One of my favorite partners of all time. Definitely
really?
Top three.
Really?
Maybe top two. I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Okay.
Can we interview you now? That's awesome.
We can save that for another time.
Okay.
But again, thanks so much. Make sure you hit that subscribe button and follow us here, and we'll see you in the next episode.